Let's road trip to Ludington. Hop and a skip. I've done a race in that beautiful lake. Ludington doesn't take a lot of pre-planning. It's not a costly drive since gas prices are still kind of low. Let's get the word from you on behalf of the Ludington Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Brandy Miller, Executive Director. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Beautiful. What a beautiful area you have, in my opinion. I hope you agree.
Oh, of course I do. Yes, we are very blessed with a beautiful area.
Of course, that race I participated in ended up with some ice cream at one of your local establishments.
Oh, everything has to end with ice cream when you're in Ludington, of course. Yes, House of Flavors is one of the more popular spots.
My gosh.
And certainly an iconic spot for a lot of visitors, too.
Yeah, double dipper, I'm sure. All right, here we go. Big picture. Yes, hop and a skip away. Well worth the trip. And yet we are in different times with summer officially here. Basically, how are things in Ludington, Brandy?
You know, things are picking up and seemingly looking a little normal, you know, since we opened up a couple weeks ago and businesses have started to reopen. We certainly are seeing many visitors come to the area, certainly enjoy a lot of our outdoor recreation and the natural social distancing that can take place here. So, you know, the sidewalks are busy and there's still plenty for people to do here.
Great. All right. Well, let's basically talk about what to do the weekend of July 4th.
Sure. So we have, you know, unfortunately, like many destinations across the state, have had to cancel some of the larger events. But there are certainly plenty for people to do. We have a weekly farmers market that takes place downtown. There's live music both Thursday and Friday nights downtown. And the SS Badger, which is one of our other iconic attractions which travels between here in Ludington and Manitowoc, Wisconsin, is going to be doing a July 4th shoreline cruise. So people can go aboard. They kind of cruise the shoreline here along Lake Michigan, beautiful sights. Unfortunately, there won't be any fireworks, but I'm sure there'll be a stunning sunset to enjoy, too.
Yes. Are your new outdoor music series still happening?
Yes. So Thursday nights, people can stop by the North James Street Plaza, which is kind of the center of downtown. There's always live music in there on Thursday nights. And then a new outdoor music series that we kind of evolved despite, you know, what's been going on with COVID-19 is what we're calling FNL Unplugged. And it's a kind of spin on what we normally do, which is our Friday Night Live large street parties. We've kind of done an unplugged version, so it's live music, acoustic style throughout downtown on Friday nights from 6 to 9. So it just creates a great ambiance and environment for people to shop and enjoy some of the music while they're maybe waiting for dining at some of our restaurants, too.
Yes. Now, I've zoned in on a potential 5K, Run the Beach. Is this still on August 1st?
As of right now, yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep. As of right now, yes, that's still taking place. We're kind of waiting to see how things continue to open up, hopefully, but it's still on the calendar for now. Our community has taken the approach of we're kind of looking at events kind of 1 month in advance. So over the next week or so, I think we'll start to see some official decisions about some of the August events that kind of are on the fence, depending on what happens with some of the regulations and executive orders.
Yes, because you want your visitors and obviously your residents to be safe, which takes me to a Stay Safe Mason County kind of campaign here, Brandy.
Yeah, we were, you know, we know visitors are going to be inquiring and our local residents, too, about what businesses are doing from a safety protocol perspective to keep them safe in light of COVID-19. So we partnered with the Chamber of Commerce, our District 10 Health Department, and our downtown to launch the Stay Safe Mason County campaign. And it's basically a website people can go to, staysafemasoncounty.com. And people can find safety information about businesses, whether that's lodging, our restaurants, some of our attractions, how they're implementing or being safe in their business. So, for instance, if someone's interested in knowing if all the employees are wearing masks, they're able to go in and filter through some of those safety protocols, and it will bring to the results the businesses who are implementing those specific practices. So it's a nice tool for people who are planning and want to make sure that everybody's staying safe and they'll know where to go and what everybody's doing.
Brandy, with us on behalf of the Ludington Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Brandy Miller, Executive Director, Road Trip to Ludington. Other modified activities, what's happening, I guess, as we move a little bit more into July, there does continue to be a Ludington Offshore Classic and, ooh, Big Boys Tournament.
Yes, yeah. So we are kind of the tournament, we call ourselves, for fishing on Lake Michigan, and we've made a lot of modifications to safely hold that event. Everything from a drive-through fish weigh-in for the anglers who are participating to utilizing things like Facebook Live and Zoom for some of the gatherings. So to move those to a virtual setting. So, yep, we're going to still plan on the Ludington Offshore Classic and Big Boys Tournament. It's 6 days of fishing on Lake Michigan, and it's everything for pro fishermen, amateur fishermen, and even a youth tournament as well. So it's a nearly week-long fishing tournament. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and fun it should be, especially in our great state. Oh, boy, tease me. Are your some of your museums still open, for this weekend, including what's in our own backyard, including the Ludington Maritime Museum, Port of?
Yep. Actually, opening July 4th will be the Port of Ludington Maritime Museum, and they're going to be open on Saturdays starting July 4th through October. And then the Mason County Historical Society also has another property called the Historic White Pine Village. It's an outdoor setting and is a great experience for families looking to learn more about Mason County's history and see it kind of live in action. So they opened up towards the end of June, and they're also open on Saturday. So two great spots to check out as well when you're in Ludington.
And again, lists of lots of other activities come August. Are we able to enjoy your Big Sable Point Lighthouse?
Yes. So both the lighthouses are accessible from the exterior. They're not offering tower climbs at this time, and some of their concerts or smaller events have been canceled for the year. But the gift shop is open on the weekends starting July 10th out at Big Sable Lighthouse. And then Ludington is actually home to two lighthouses. So the North Breakwater Lighthouse, which is accessible by the walking pier at Stearns Park Beach, that's also available to walk out and view kind of right up close. But fortunately, with COVID-19, the lighthouse keepers were just unsure about being able to open safely and offer those tower climbs and keep everybody safe. So for now, we'll just enjoy them from outside.
Great. And then back to, just getting to know downtown Ludington. Again, I'm just remembering that that weekend, it was an August weekend, I think, last year for the Try, where we did go out for perhaps a craft beer and pizza the night before and did our race and did the ice cream afterwards. That energy still there?
Of course, yes. Our restaurants are busy. They have pretty much all of them, extended their seating to outdoor patio seating. We've got restaurants with rooftop decks and certainly some decks that overlook the harbor and marinas as well. So lots of space to enjoy some great unique restaurants, some craft beer, and then, as you mentioned, some great ice cream, too, from House of Flavors.
All right. Well, I trust for everything we would like to know and participate with, there are ways to find out more information.
Yes, of course. Yep. You can find all of this information and more at pureludington.com.
What are you going to do for fun today in your own backyard? Did you hear me, Brandy?
Hello?
What are you going to do in your own backyard today?
Oh, today, well, unfortunately, I'm locked in the office, so I'll be enjoying the sunshine and warmth from inside, but at least I'll have a little air conditioning going.
Take a sneak peek.
It's warm.
Yeah, it's warm. Take a sneak peek at that, again, beautiful lake of yours. All right, Brandy, stay the course. You are a hard worker. Brandy Miller, Executive Director of the Ludington Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Lots on the list for us to do safely. Thank you, Brandy.